James Smith car park explosion kills absolutely nobody. 11th of October 2006. This is That Kiwi reporting for Unnews. Wellington, New Zealand. A jihad attempt had failed poorly after a terrorist blew up part of the James Smith car park at 9:11pm New Zealand Standard Time last night with nobody else in the car park. Using a reasonable amount of explosives, the terrorist blew a hole in the bottom of the third floor, destroyed an auto paint machine, and caused damage to roughly 20 cars. But the main problem for the terrorist was the fact that nobody was actually in the building at the time because they were at an event, and also the fact that most people try to avoid the James Smith car park. There was also major confusion after the terrorist known as Mohammed Dehshanes actually believed that he was in America, and many were alarmed because he was an Arab and spelt favourite without a U while writing out his visa form. After the terrorist passed through immigration, he was given a taxi ride to the Michael Fowler Centre, in which he arrived at 7 o'clock, which he carefully planned his attacks. This then led to New Zealand's 9/11 attacks, which was a very foolish decision as the emergency phone number is 111. The Unnews team asked Prime Minister Helen Clark about how this could have been possible. She responded with,
"I cannot believe that Don Brash would allow such a thing."
However, after noting that Don Brash was not in any state of power, she then responded with,
"I have no comment on the situation."
Unnews still believes that Helen Clark has no constructive criticism. Police are investigating further into the problem and have put the terrorist into custody, although they need more evidence as arresting Muslims is politically incorrect. This is That Kiwi reporting for Unnews. Thanks for putting me on the QVFD. See y'all!